Time for Kore Ro, Te Whenua, the Rural News. Maya Burry is with us from Ōtautahi. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Susie.
Now, primary industry leaders are hoping to hear more details on the new critical worker scheme from the government today.
Yes, that's right. So the government yesterday outlined this plan. It says will help minimise disruption to critical services, including food disruption, as Omicron cases rise. And phase two of the response does involve allowing critical workers to get out of isolation early if they return a negative rapid antigen test. So the government says it's still in the process of identifying these critical sectors. But as a general rule, these are people who need to do their jobs to prevent there being an immediate risk to people or animals. And Federated Farmers National President Andrew Hoggard says a meeting is planned with the Ministry for Primary Industries today, which he hopes will provide more details. He says it's important the entire food supply chain can keep functioning.
The challenge is going to be, particularly for farmers, if those supply chains break down, particularly seen at the moment while it's raining, but if we do get a drought, people are going to be wanting to send stock off to the works to be able to reduce the number of animals on farm to manage the feed supply. If processes have to shut down, that's going to create quite a bit of stress.
And Andrew Hoggard says it's understood that businesses will have to join a critical worker register, and that's going to be in the coming weeks.
And now farmers also soon could get a health check at the sale yards.
So a couple of years ago, mental health campaigner and farmer Craig Wiggins, he took his horse float and a local GP to the sale yards in Colgate and Canterbury, and this was in a bid to get farmers to take better care of themselves and just take the time to have a quick check. And due to the pandemic, unfortunately, that idea didn't go too much further. But now he has teamed up with a foundation that was established by agricultural services company Carfields, and the plan is to make the caravan a permanent feature at the yards, as well as other rural events around the country, of course, COVID permitting. And Foundation Chair Stacey McKercher says Mr. Wiggins and a nurse will travel around in this mobile caravan clinic.
It's probably an area in the, I guess, in the rural kind of sector that, you know, farmers get busy on farm. They probably don't come to town often or, you know, don't put themselves first. They probably, you know, worry about everything else but themselves. So it's an opportunity really to, I guess, support our farmers and provide a service that's free to, support them and give them a check-up.
And it's hoped this jazzed-up caravan will hit the road in April.
Tell me, though, about the story that I actually want to know about, Maya, which is about Beryl the cow.
Yes, so this is Beryl the Brahmin cow, and she's captured hearts around the world. She's based in Australia. She was rescued from a cattle yard as a calf when a farmer spotted her struggling to feed her mother. She's had a pretty tough life since. She was one of only a few cattle that survived the devastating floods in North Queensland in 2019. She's lived through severe drought as well as two horrendous calf deliveries. But despite that, Beryl is considered a family pet, and she's never really lost her quirky personality. Apparently she spends her days playing with the farm dogs and getting up to mischief on the property, and this has all been very well documented on social media. Beryl has gained quite the following, and so now her owners have published a children's book about her life. And for those that haven't seen a Brahmin cattle before, definitely worth a Google. Don't worry about Googling COVID numbers today. Google Brahmin cattle, because they're definitely on the final list for cutest cattle breed. I think big floppy ears, a big camel-like hump, and some saggy skin. It's definitely worth a look.
Tautoko, it's definitely worth Googling. They're gorgeous. Thank you very much, Maya Burry, there with the Rural News.